You're tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, community radio for the Shuswap and beyond. Streaming live at voiceoftheshuswap.ca. Go to voiceoftheshuswap.ca and check out our schedule. Read the news and see how we're involved in the community. Most of all, find out how you can support The Voice as a volunteer, donor, or sponsor. Make a difference. Support The Voice and keep the music playing. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week on Live in the Shuswap, we're going back to the Basic Needs, a modern jazz trio blending standards, pop, and originals. The players are Jordan Dick on guitar, Blair Shire on bass, and Gareth Says on drums. Before the break, they were playing Pat Metheny's Bright Size Life. Up next, the Needs will cover the song by another Canadian institution, but first, I asked how a jazz band decides to cover Neil Young.
So, how do you guys choose your pop tunes that you're going to cover?
Jordan chooses them.
Yeah, he does choose them all. Yeah.
Big responsibility.
Well, I mean, the Tragically Hip one was kind of, I guess, you know, after hearing about Gord Downie, just kind of decided to pick a tune, and that one worked the best. I was listening to it in headphones, and I was like, oh, man, that sounds, it's kind of like an R&B bass line. I don't know if that's true or not, not bassist, but sounds like it. And I was cool, kind of funky groove to play on, and it has a singable melody. That's kind of the requirement. It's a noticeable, identifiable melody.
Yeah.
A nice melody, I guess, would be good.
Yeah, the challenge is being able to pick one that can translate into an instrumental setting.
Yeah.
So Jordan's the bravest of us that he'll actually choose some. You get lots of ideas, but
yeah, we've said that we were going to do many and not quite done them. So you kind of just got to wait till one really works, and then you got to play it for years till it sits into the group properly. So the Tragically Hip one, yeah, that was obvious. And then
the Neil Young one. I'm curious
about
that.
Well, first I'll just say that the Radiohead tune, that's not, they've been covered many times by modern jazz bands.
And we'll get back to that in a minute.
Yeah, so that one wasn't very much an original idea of ours. And then the Neil Young tune, that one I guess is the only one that is that particular one, where we kind of, or I brought it to the band. I sat at home, learned it on the piano, and made a little chart for it. And really, the only thing about that one that made me want to play it with this group is that opening riff to the song. It's kind of like a, it's just like a little drum solo groove, and there's nice cluster chords, nice piano chord. It's almost like a Bill Evans type voicing.
Yeah.
In that opening riff. And as soon as I noticed that, I was like, okay, this could be a jazz tune.
Thank you.
Don't Let It Bring You Down by Neil Young.
So, and just getting back to Radiohead for a minute, I mean, you're right, lots of jazz bands cover their tune. What is it that makes, you think, that makes their music so accessible to jazz players, being as they're sort of punky, kind of different sounding bands?
I guess the melodies, but I gotta say, when I was young, when Radiohead, when that first album came out, I was into Pantera, so... Radiohead was too slow and soft for me at that time. So I honestly, yeah, I've gotten into it more now. I've listened to more Radiohead covers by Brad Meldow and the like than I've listened to Radiohead. So
okay,
I don't know.
I think they're just exceptional songwriters.
The songs are great.
Yeah, they just have a command of composition that, if music's written well enough, it can sort of transcend genre. And Radiohead definitely seems to do that.
Yeah, they're one of those bands that, like, I didn't necessarily listen to a lot, but always heard about them a lot in jazz school and in context of other musicians and everything. So they're obviously well respected by the community. Thank you.